Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hey friends, welcome to the Happy Hour. I'm your host, Jamie, and we're finishing up our series called Collaboration Over Competition. It's been super fun over the last couple of weeks to talk to people about how they collaborate, how they fight that competition, how they lean into competition. It looks different for everyone. And today is a really, really great show. I've got two amazing women who I know in real life and adore the work. And they started a business called Cult Creatives a handful of years ago. I've got Lisa Whittle and Allie Worthington here with me today. And so really, they're going to tell us a story of how did they start this business. And let me just tell you, one of them was like, I have zero fear. This is going to be amazing. I trust this 100%. The other is like, do I trust? I don't know. So I think you're going to find yourself in one of them. But I appreciated the way that they work together. I also love, like I've seen so much in the last couple of weeks of talking to people who work closely together, how they build each other up. One of my favorite things that you're going to hear is Allie talk about, I know what my strengths are. I know what I'm better at. I know what she's better at. And I think it is so important that we acknowledge the differences in each other, the beauty that we have together, and how really everything is better together. You're going to really enjoy Lisa and Allie. And then we're going to talk about what Called Creatives is, this organization that they started a couple of years ago. And I know that there are going to be some of you listening, they're going to think to yourselves, this is what I have been looking for. And so I put a link in the show notes if you're interested. If you feel like God's put a book on your heart, a speaking on your part, I want you to check out Called Creatives and what they are doing. You guys, I hope you enjoyed this little series that we had, Collaboration Over Competition. We have two more series throughout the end of the year. I kind of really like series. I'd love to hear from you. Are you liking these series? So the next series we have, it starts actually next week with my friend Lisa Turkhurst, who's on here, and we're going to talk about boundaries. Lisa has a new book coming out that is so, so good. I was able to read it to the spring. I literally have already recommended it to someone almost weekly about boundaries. And so Lisa Turkhurst starts that series off. We're going to do 2 weeks all about boundaries. And then from there, in December, we're going to do a series about the characters of Christmas. And I really invited some friends to come back on the show and just really dive into different characters that we read about in the Christmas story. And I want to ask them, like, how does this point you to Jesus? How do you see God in this character's life? And so it's really, really, really going to be a good series. And then next thing you know, January will be here. So I hope you're enjoying this series. Next week, we start our next series on boundaries with my friend Lisa Turkhurst. All right, you guys, here is my conversation with Allie Worthington and Lisa Whittle. Lisa and Allie, welcome to the Happy Hour.
Hi.
We are thrilled to be here.
I should say welcome back because you both have been on the Happy Hour before. And so if this isn't like the best Happy Hour in the world, I don't know what is. This would only be better if the three of us were actually eating tacos and drinking whatever drink of choice we might want that day, whether that be sweet tea or a margarita, whatever it might be. So I love you guys. This is fun. I'm glad you're here.
This is so fun. Thanks for having us. Yes.
Now, this is the first time you guys have been on together, and you guys are ending our series, Collaboration Over Competition. And honestly, so what started this was I was going to interview two friends, and I was like, okay, you guys, we should do a whole series about this because I know a lot of people who we could talk about this. And you guys immediately came to the top of my list because of the amazing work you guys are doing with Called Creatives. And so I'm going to tell you guys who's come before you. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you guys haven't listened, I had Aaron Ivey and Shalisa McCreary on here. They both lead worship at my church, Austin Soul Worship, and I happened to be married to one of them, so that was fun. Jessica Honiger and Liz Bohannon from Noonday, Jenny and nice. David Mars from Fixer to Fab, Sissy Goff and David Thomas, and now the finale, Lisa and Allie.
I mean,
we'll take it.
I feel very honored that we are the finale. We're the closers. The closers.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. We're in October. Do you guys watch baseball? Either one of you guys?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Wow, I was about to make a comment that I'm going to keep to myself then about closers and the final pitcher and all the thing, but it doesn't land with you guys.
No. Football. We're okay. Both football families.
Mm-hmm. So you're like the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're the kicker coming out, and we can win this game for you as long as we don't dink it off the goalpost. How's that?
Allie, I like that.
I like it too. I like
it. No pressure.
Impressive.
A kicker just won this weekend that used to go to Texas, University of Texas for the purple team, guys. The Ravens.
I didn't watch that game. I don't know, but I know purple teams.
I know purple teams because my son is a huge Vikings fan. So I was getting ready to say that was not that game. Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. Why is your son a huge Vikings fan?
Everyone always asks me this multiple reasons. When he was little, he got a jersey. So, you know, it's like 8 years old. He had a jersey, you know, that always starts a whole thing. Yeah. Some of my family is from Minnesota. That's another thing. And then also he loved Brett Favre when Brett Favre played there for a short stint. So it's just a whole combo, and he's loved them ever since. And they break his heart every season, and he keeps going back. Yeah, he's very faithful.
But I think they're doing better this year. Am I right?
They're doing better, but they still break. Like, he still has a heart attack every single game. Like, every single game, he's like, I'm not going to make it through this. Yeah.
Jordan Hicks plays for them, and he used to play at the University of Texas. I know that because I know his wife, so you can tell your son that. Allie, do you guys have any weird football fan things that don't make sense based on where you live?
Yes, we're all Steelers fans, because my husband is from Western Pennsylvania. At one point, my husband and all five boys had matching black and gold Steelers Crocs. We are fashion icons in this area.
Hey, Crocs, listen, don't sleep on the Crocs, because all my kids have Crocs and it's like the coolest thing they have.
Oh, yeah. I was into Crocs when they were cool, when they weren't cool. And now it's come right back into fashion again. We're right back on Crocs.
I want to see you in some Crocs.
I don't own any. I do have Croc flip flops that are very.
Oh, those count. I don't have a pair of Crocs either.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I got a pair.
That doesn't surprise me.
I got one of my kids a pair of Crocs for Christmas. He didn't like them, and so Aaron took them, and he wears them around the house all the time. And I just think it's the dorkiest little thing ever. But he's like, they're the best shoes, Jamie. He's yet to wear them outside the house, but they're like his around the house shoes.
Jamie, what we wear are our plastic Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
And we love those, right?
Yeah. This is here to there about Birkenstocks or Crocs. Okay, let's talk about cult creatives. Now, you guys both are amazing women who I adore and are friends with in real life. And so that's a really good privilege that I have, listeners. I actually know these two ladies. And you guys said one day, I'm going to hear the story. Let's put our heads together. Let's put our resources together. Let's put our things that we bring to the world together and let's create something. So I want to hear, how did cult creatives actually begin?
Oh, I'll tell the story. Is that good, Lisa?
Oh, that's
a great story. So I decided I wanted to do a membership site for women who wanted to write and speak. I felt like that was really important because there wasn't something for women in that area who are creative. They want to write and speak and do all these different things. But I knew I didn't want to do it alone because career-wise, I'm doing enough alone. I knew I wanted a partner. So I prayed about it. And Lisa and I were friends. Luckily, it wasn't like the Lord said, go build this with a stranger. And the Lord very clearly said, it's Lisa. Hmm. So I can remember exactly where I was. I was in my bathroom. I texted you and I said, correct me if I'm wrong, I think I said, can you talk? And I think we got on the phone and I said, I'm about to change your life, because I knew she was going to say yes, because the Lord told me she was going to be the partner. And then did you say yes immediately or did you think about it?
No,
yeah, I want to hear from Lisa.
I did not say yes immediately. And I thought it was so funny when she texted me, I'm about to change your life. I thought to myself, no, you're not. Because my personality, this is hence Allie's personality and my personality. I thought, you're not changing my life. You're excited about something. I can't wait to hear it. But no. You're not going to change my life. The funny thing was, Jamie, is that I had already had in the works, not too far down the road, but in my mind, I was going to start a membership site as well. I had been thinking about it. I had been praying about it, but I thought, I don't have time for this, whatever the case may be. And so when Allie approached me about it, my first thought was, well, I was already going to do that. And you know me well, I was terrified to go into a partnership with someone because I have trust issues. And so I thought, I don't know if I should do this with a girlfriend. Like, I don't want to lose my friend. That was my first thought.
Yeah.
So I was not as jazzed about it as Allie was.
I just knew it was going to work. It was going to be great. Like, I didn't know what it was going to be, but thank goodness we partnered up because like Lisa has the eye and like she knows how to make things beautiful and how to present things in a way where I'm more practical. I'd be like, listen, you guys need to come and join because we're going to change your life. But Lisa's like, listen, it's going to be beautiful. We're going to style it this way. Like she has great creative vision and we just ran with it. But I'll tell you something about trust that's really funny. Was it a month ago? I was at your house. Was I at your house or on the phone? And I said, are you still waiting for me to betray you? And what did you answer, Lisa?
Actually, what you said was, do you trust me completely?
Oh, is that it? Because in my mind, I was like, is she just waiting? Like,
wow.
I can't really trust her. Is this the real deal after years of working together? Yeah. And what did you say?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. You have to understand my personality. You have to understand an 8 Enneagram. It's not anything against Allie. And she knows that.
It hurt my feelings.
It is the fact that I struggle to trust anyone. And so what I told her was, I think it wasn't, people are like, this is a terrible partnership. But I think you understand, Jamie, because you and your personality have these same kinds of things. For me, it was, and I followed it up with, I trust you as much as I can absolutely trust anyone. Mm. And I love you. And I'm not looking for the other shoe to drop. We couldn't do this for 2.5 years the way we do it if I was looking over my shoulder. Like, right. I can't do that. I put that to bed.
Yeah.
But in the sense of like, do I just unabandonedly trust you? No, because I don't really do that with anyone.
It wasn't a shock to me, or I wouldn't have asked her, because for me, it was just like, oh, I wonder how she's doing with trust. You know, like I'll just have a check in. It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah.
It's great because we can be open about it.
If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
100%. And this conversation is great and interesting because I think that is what a lot of people feel when they think about partnering with someone. It's like, what if my ideas don't get heard? What if I don't trust them? What if they go behind my back? All these what ifs. And maybe that's just, I could lean towards that more with my personality as well, Lisa. But there is this fear involved in collaborating. And I love, Allie, how you talked about, like, I knew I wanted to create this and I didn't want to do it alone. And so I want to hear from you guys. The fear is real. Like, even if Allie was like, I don't want to do it alone, I would suspect that you did have some fear in there as well. So the fear is real.
She doesn't.
Not a bit. I'm not afraid of it at all. In my mind, I was like, well, this is perfect. I just want to find the perfect person. But I've had successful partnerships in the past, so I've known it can be done.
But have you had any bad ones?
No.
Okay. And I want to ask this. Not to jump over you, Jamie, because you asked the best questions, but I do want to know, push back a little bit, Allie, because if you know, knowing my personality that I'm an 8 Enneagram, was there any fear in partnering with me?
No, not at all.
Can we just all be more like Allie when we grow up?
Yes, I wish.
But it hasn't been all roses. I mean, we'll talk about it. Like, we got stories.
Let me rephrase my question for you, Allie, and everyone else that's listening. Insert fear, because you might be feeling it. You did talk about how you knew you wanted to do this with someone else. So whether it's fear or whatever, there are difficulties when you do things together. That is just a true statement. Like, if we do it by ourselves, you're like, I'm going to do it when I want it, how I want it, all the things. But yet all three of us really believe in collaboration. We see the beauty in it. We see that it is better together, all the things. What is your encouragement towards someone who, like, they do have this idea, the same way you had called creatives, even though you didn't know the name of it, the same way you had this idea and you thought, I want to do it with someone. What is y'all's encouragement to, like, take that step, invite someone to partner with you instead of doing it alone? Because I just think that, like, when we do things together, they're always going to be better for a lot of reasons that we can talk about. But what's your encouragement to that person wondering, should I do this with someone or should I do this alone?
For me, what I would say is that the idea that you have to be completely like Allie, all in, and, you know, no fear and whatever, is going to perhaps keep you from one of the best things you could ever do. If you think that is the prerequisite, right? That you've just got to be all in and you don't have to have no fear and no trepidation about this partnership, then, you know, you may miss the best thing. And I would say there was a part of me that I don't want to say I almost missed the best thing, because I knew pretty quickly that this would be good, but I was terrified. But I want to tell that person and maybe be an example of something that you can do afraid and that you can do when you struggle with trust.
Yeah.
Collaboration is terrifying when you are a person that has been hurt before.
Yeah.
That has had friends that have not been true to you. And I really value Allie so much as a friend. I did not want to lose her. I thought I would much rather not have a business partner than I would have a friend. Yeah. Like, I just value friends. So maybe that's an encouragement for someone who has more of a personality like mine, who is hesitant. This has been one of the most beautiful things that we've ever done. And it hasn't been without its bumps,
right?
But they've been worth overcoming.
You're really just saying, like, the risk that you had to take as a person who struggles with trust, the risk that you had to take has been worth it, even though it has struggles inside of it. Yeah.
Right. And I will say, Jamie, that it has led me to be more open to working with more people, collaborating more, which has also led to greater things in my ministry and the Lord really in using other women in my life in a deeper way. And so it's not just powerful for whatever that one thing is. It might be powerful for more things.
Yeah. Allie, you have said that, like, you knew that it was supposed to be Lisa and I wanted to jump in and do this. Did you ever fear that she might say no? And did you ever fear that you might have to start looking again?
No, because it was like 5 minutes between me praying about it and me asking her.
This is how she rolls.
Listen,
but you did ask about,
step into my brain a little while, Allie, and see what's gone up in here.
right.
But you asked, you know, practically, if anybody is thinking about collaborating, there's some really practical things that Lisa and I did. One of the things is, we've been friends for 5 years. So I've been to her events helping out. She's been to my events. We've been really good friends. So we knew each other. There wasn't something that was surprising. You know, don't go into business if you've only known each other 6 months. You know, that was really important to us. Also, we have similar work styles and nobody can work us under the table. You got a big deal, project coming up. We're working. We're up at 5 a.m. We're working on Saturdays. If one of us was like, oh, I don't really have time to work on that deadline for the company, I'll get to it in a couple of weeks, it would never work.
Yeah.
And then we really nail down our agreement, our partnership agreement. Like, we know what happens if one of us dies, if one of us becomes sick for 6 months and we can't work, if one of us wants to leave the company, all of that's done in advance. And in business, they say you want to plan for the divorce before you get married. So that's what we did in our operating agreement. Hopefully Called Creatives will go on forever and ever. Amen. But if I leave my house today and I'm in the hospital for 6 months, we know from a business perspective exactly what's going to happen. So there's nothing up in the air.
I mean, people don't want to talk business. Like, women don't want to talk business, yeah. Jamie. But here's the thing. For me, for my personality, I have to have things like an agreement. Yeah. Taken care of, because then I'm not suspicious. I don't worry. It's all done. It's all cut and dried. So then we can enjoy the collaboration from that point forward, because it's all the stuff's taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really been powerful for us, and having the same work ethic has been really crucial. I don't think it would work otherwise.
Yeah, I know it wouldn't. And you guys, you're right, Allie. No one can outwork you guys. I want to talk a little bit about competition. You know, all three of us would say that we believe in collaboration and that we think it is one of the best ways to move the needle, one of the best ways to get things done. But everyone I've talked to has been open and said, yeah, there's something in me that I have to fight sometimes, or I got to put this to death, or I got to check myself sometimes. What is it for you guys that it may not be coming up today, it may not have come up in weeks, but you're like, this is the thing that will come up in this relationship that I need to be aware of, I need to say out loud, I need to confess, all the things. What is that for you guys with your business relationship?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Lisa sells more books than I do. Is that
something that you'd have to fight if that came up? Because that is something that the enemy really could use to come in between you guys.
No, I'm really honest about it. Lisa's a way better writer, and that shows in her book sale numbers. So I'm the way I don't let it like plant a seed in my heart and make me feel bad about it is like that's Lisa's gift on this earth. Like, the Lord put something magic inside of her where she can string words in a sentence together like nobody's business. So like, we do live coaching calls together with the whole group, and somebody asks a question about prose, I'm like, you better ask Lisa that question. I'm not your prose girl. I'm more of a speaker who also writes. Yeah. Lisa has this magical writing gift, and it shows in what the Lord has done in her last few books, especially. So for me, calling it like it is, saying, I wish I could string words together like Lisa, and being really open about it helps me not feel ashamed of that thing in her that I don't have, or I don't have it to that degree.
I love it so much. And I talk about this sometimes, like, it's hard to be jealous of someone when you're their biggest fan. You know, it's hard to be jealous for, it's hard to want to be someone when you're the biggest fan. It's hard to be jealous of what they're doing when you're literally cheering them on like crazy. And that, for me, what you just said, Allie, is a tactic that I do in my own life of like, if I feel something coming up and I'm like, oh, this is not right, this is not how Jamie actually wants to feel, I need to turn around and I need to cheer the heck out of that person. And I need to talk about how awesome they are and all the things, not in a fake way, in a legit, I'm your biggest fan girlfriend, yeah. Because it helps adjust my heart. And because there's the last thing I want is for anything like that to come up. And so what you just said is such good advice. Lisa, what about you?
I think that we really lean into each other's strengths. I look at Allie as, when Allie wins, I win. And I really look at it like that. We are in business together. We are in Called Creatives together. And the magic of Called Creatives is the two of us together. It's not just Allie or just Lisa. It is the differences in us that make it magical. And so I think if there's ever a moment where we feel like, you know, someone's super fanning over me or someone's super fanning over her, we nip that. We're like, this is a team. We do this together and we need each other for it. We defer to one another, like Allie just did, or like we do in coaching calls all the time. I've said this, and I think I said this to you in private, Jamie, last week. You know, Allie has taught me so much about business, and it's changed me. It's profoundly changed me. And so, you know, because of that, and we tease about things like this, you know, I've helped Allie write sermons and she's helped me learn how to do Google spreadsheets. And these things are actually, they've been crucial for our life, mm-hmm. but we were doing that before we went into business together, as Allie said. I mean, we collaborated in private on different things before we knew we wanted to do Call Creatives together. And so it's just a carryover of what we did there. But it's very important that we lean into each other's strengths. And we always do that. And we're very honest about it. You know, Allie will say, hey, is this overstepping? Or I'll say that. Or, you know, she'll say, I really want to try this. Will you help me with my book cover? Or I'll say, hey, will you help me know how to do this, maneuver this, you know, certain thing with my interns? So we utilize each other's strengths. We're not dummies. I know how awesome and amazing my partner is. And I think we appreciate each other for who we are.
I think there's something so beautiful about the maturity that comes and everything you guys are saying. And all of us are seasoned women in our lives and our professions and all the things. And you get to this moment when you're like, I could waste a lot of time like caring or worrying about other things. Why don't I put my energy here to where I can uplift people? And you guys are doing that so well. When I interviewed a couple of weeks ago, Jessica and Liz, one thing they talked about within their working relationship is not that there weren't fractures and not that they didn't have to work through the stuff, but they noticed how they worked through them faster. They mended mm-hmm. them sooner. And so I thought that was really great in life in general, but also in a business context. And so I want to know from you guys, what does it look like for those fractures and mending them? Like, what are your mending styles? How do you work together? Do you have any examples of that?
Yeah, I know I'll thinking the same thing.
I'll start this one. Okay, I'll start it, Lisa, and then you fill in details. I can never remember details of anything. Typical Enneagram 7. If it happened in the past, woo, it's gone. I don't know. But I think we were texting about something, and Lisa was just, she was too much. She had that big A energy. She was too much. And you could tell, I think I was upset. So you called me and I started crying. What?
Yeah.
Do you remember the details?
No.
Yeah. She was just, I'm always, so she gets on the phone with me and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm basically like, you just sound angry in your text. And I couldn't deal with it. And Lisa just goes from big A energy, really intense to, oh my goodness, you're crying. I can't believe, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, that's the great thing about an A is they're super intense, but they go mama bear real fast. And it was a week. You kept checking. Are you sure you're okay? Are you sure you're okay? And I was like, listen, once if I say I'm okay. It's poof, it's gone. So I had to kind of learn sometimes when she texts or she leaves me a voice memo and she sounds real intense and focused. She is not angry. She's just talking. That's her vibe. So that was the biggest thing to get used to. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We've had several things like that. I can be intense. I mean, passion is where I live, you know, and Allie's good to know that, you know, and I work on myself, you know, I know that about myself as well. She also is that 7 Enneagram that is always like, let's do this and this is going to be awesome. And then sometimes I'm like, Allie, let's take a step back on that a minute. And so let's reel that in a minute. And so we do make a very good balanced team. So it's nice because we both have the passion and the drive to be working in the same direction. I think if you didn't have that, that'd be a big problem. Yeah. We want the same things, but we will often, one of us will at some point say, let's think about that. That's probably not a good approach. Or, you know, I think that's great. And when we're both saying that's great, then we know, okay, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. And I think, you know, knowing both of you guys and Lisa, you talk about your trust issues that you openly shared. And when Allie asked you, you were really honest about it. I think it is so important. And we know that Lisa does trust Allie, obviously. Like, you're in a partnership, you're working together. There is that. An Enneagram 8 is not going to just blindly go into something. But right. there is this kind of rhythm that you get into where you believe people for what they're saying to be true. And when I think about any kind of collaboration, whether that be like a friendship or a business partner, you get to this point in the relationship where you, I tell this to Aaron all the time. And as I say, you're saying you're okay. I'm going to believe you. If anything changes, let me know. But so I'm not going to base my thoughts off of your emotions because you told me you're okay. So if anything changes, let me know. But I'm going to trust you for what you're saying. And building that rhythm into relationships, it helps me go, I want to make sure I say what I'm really feeling because they're going to trust what I say. And it's a waste of time. We're all three too old to be lying about how we're feeling because it is not worth it. And so I can see that in your relationships working so well together. You guys, I want you to tell us, we have really talked about Cult Creatives a lot, and we've talked about your work in relationships and how it started, but what is Cult Creatives?
Cult Creatives is a robust community full of women who want to write, speak, podcast, creative entrepreneur. We really love the woman who feels called to, with a message on her heart. And so we're really the whole totality of what God has called us to do works together. And so Allie and I coach, we love to do that. We do that together, which is so fun to just kind of ping pong off of each other with rapid fire questions. Once a month, we do that with our community. We also have masterminds, mini masterminds that the women can join. We train once a month. Each of us have a training, and then we bring in an expert like you to talk about different aspects of the business, whether it be an agent or an editor or someone that's in the publicity world or something like that. But it's a fantastic community of women. Allie often says we have a no jerk policy. And there is not one single jerk in our community. It's really, really true. So we have women in there who have published 6 books, and we have women in there who are just getting started and they really don't know much about it. And so we take them through how to do a book proposal and sort of the traditional route. But we also have Called Creatives Publishing, which is for a woman who doesn't want to wait to be chosen, wants to own their own content, which is very, very exciting. So we partner publish with them as well. And we have right now almost 30 books that we're going to publish this year, which is mind-blowing because we just opened in July, Jamie.
Listen, Allie, I was with Lisa recently and she like told me about Call Creative Publishing. I was like, how have I missed this? Like, I know you, like, and I love what you guys are doing. And I totally missed this part of what you guys are doing. And I thought, this is so exciting because I'm sure like you guys, this is probably why God put this on your heart, Allie. So many people say to me, like, I have this gift. I want to write a book. I have a message. I want something to say. And we can all three be very honest and say, like, I believe that God has a message for you, but it is hard sometimes to get your message out into the world these days. I mean, with as many books as there are, as all the things are happening. And so you guys, the Called Creative Publishing, you can ask Lisa. I was like, this is the best thing because you're allowing people to do what they want to do and not have to wait, like Lisa said, to be chosen. And so I'm so excited about that.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed, and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How does someone join? Do they have to send in their resume and send in their latest article that they wrote? How do people get a part, be a part of Called Creatives?
We're open for new members, we always stay open. We do certain time frames where we do a big push for people to join, but we feel like it's really important now in this season for our doors to be open for women to be able to join us to get the community that they want. You just go to calledcreatives.com. The heart that Lisa and I had behind this at the beginning was we wanted to guarantee we could give everybody everything we wish we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And we, our dedicated promise to each other and everyone else is we will always provide the best information at the lowest price. That's our passion.
I love that.
Because I can remember Googling on dial-up internet in 2006, how do you get a book deal? And they were like, you're either famous, infamous, or well-connected. Like Lisa said, we want to remove all those barriers for women. And if God has put a message on a woman's heart, let's get it out. No more gatekeepers.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is like gold information for people because so many people are listening who this is just what they've been looking for. So I want to tell you guys, listeners, right now, I have a special link for you guys. You go to jamieivy.com/HH534. Just hit the show notes there. Everything's going to be there. And if you guys are like, I want to be a published author through Called Creatives, join the community. And that's how you work towards that. Lisa and Allie, I'm so grateful for you guys and the work that you're doing. And I wish I would have had you back in 2011 when I was dreaming of something like this. And so it would have been so helpful for me. But here we are. And so it's exciting to have you guys on here. And listen, I just am going to say, I need t-shirts to say I want to be more like Allie because I just want to be like, no, no fear. I am going for this, God. You told me I'm going to do it.
Wouldn't it be nice? Oh, I know.
I'm so glad you're here. I want to know what you're reading. What are you guys reading these days?
Jamie wants to know. We want to know what you're reading.
It's from Marshall Goldsmith. I just happen to have it on my desk. The Earned Life. It's his new book and it's fantastic. I'm taking a bunch of my coaching clients through this book right now. He's phenomenal. Phenomenal business thinker. Yeah.
Lisa, what about you?
That's so good. You're going new. I'm going old. I am revisiting The Wounded Healer by Henry Nouwen. If you have not read this, Ministry in Contemporary Society. I love everything by Nouwen, but sometimes I have to pull out an old one because I need to revisit it. So this is a classic, The Wounded Healer. So good.
And can I just say, what a perfect example for us, for our personalities. I have a business book and you have this deep heart book with full of theology. I love it.
Yeah, that's how we roll. Yeah.
Together. I love it. Okay, yep. I'm going to ask you something you did not know I was going to ask you. And you can plead the fifth. You don't have to answer or you can say, I can't talk about this. Any new projects coming up that you guys want to share?
I turn in the final draft of my manuscript for book 5 a week from today.
Yay.
And end of next summer. So super excited about that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I've got a new book coming out in April, but I think one of the most exciting things that's around the corner, Jamie, is on October 31st, my new podcast, Ministry Strong, will be launching with your network. So I think that's worth noting.
That's in like 4 days from now. And so tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's going to be spicy. Do you like spicy? You like spicy?
I know it's spicy because I was with you a couple weeks ago and you told me about it. And I was like, Lisa, this is spicy.
I know it's spicy. You know, it's spicy because we are just talking about things that we need to talk about in ministry. And so, as you know, my heart is for ministry folks. I've been a part of a ministry family since I was born. My father was a pastor. And so I just know that life. And we were just talking about some really important things like burnout, boundaries, comeback, crisis. We're talking about women in leadership, which is a really, really close to all of our heart on this show, right? So yeah. A lot of important topics.
Okay. I know you co-host this each season with somebody. So who's the season one co-host?
Season one co-host, Dr. Joel Matamali. And it was good. One of my favorite things, Jamie, was trying to see if I could get Joel flustered.
Did I?
Oh, yes, I did. I can't wait for you to, you'll hear it because he laughs if I ask him something. My goal was when I open the show, let's see if I can get Joel to laugh. And he did a lot.
I love it so much. I love Joel. I'm excited about your podcast, Lisa, and I'm honored to have you be a partner with Ivy Media Podcasts. You guys, thank you. I'm so excited for you guys. Guys, again, the show notes, go find the link that I have for Called Creatives. If you're thinking about this, if you've ever thought about it, if you're wondering, could this be something for me, at least go check it out, because Lisa and Allie have helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women really chase and reach their dreams of publishing and creating and speaking and really just doing the things that they feel God's put on their heart. So you guys, proud of y'all. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks. Love you.
Thanks. Thanks, friend.
Thank you so much for listening to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. We are truly grateful for every single story that we get to share with you, every encouragement we get to give you, and every opportunity we get to point all of us to Jesus. If you're loving this show, we would really appreciate it if you would leave us a rating and or a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, tell your friends. That is the number one way that people find out about our show. It's because you tell them. Join us right here every Wednesday and Friday for meaningful conversations that will make us think, they'll make us laugh, and they'll always point us back to Jesus. And come find me other places on the internet as well. I love Instagram. I'm over there at Jamie Ivy. And if you've never visited my YouTube page, you're going to want to go there. Have you ever listened to a show and wondered, I wonder what they look like? Well, go find us over there. It's jamieivy.com/YouTube. The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy is a production of Ivy Media Podcasts. Executive produced by Jamie Ivy, produced by Lindsay Sweeney, edited by Angie Elkins, show notes by Ashley Miner, art by Jen Jett Barrett, original music by Matt Graham, and I'm your host, Jamie. Have a happy hour with a friend.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.